technology, and there came into other bases around on the island where people, you know, always seeing UFOs come in and out of. Last night we saw something that I can't explain. Certainly I've never seen any other man-made light this bright, and it's not blinking, and it just looks like this giant fire in the sky that's just hovering, and then goes down to the ground, and then for hours puts out this beamed light that is brighter than, you know, all the lights in the airport and the airplanes taking off. And every few days it seems they've been having some sort of, I guess what you'd say, like, extraterrestrial experience. But it's not that surprising given, like, the phase of the Earth's history we're in right now and what's happening with the planet. There's going through a lot of changes, and as we approach 2012, the extraterrestrial experience is becoming more and more, it's permeating the popular consciousness. Even a few weeks ago, there was a front page story in Oahu, which is like the, you know, the Los Angeles or the New York City of the islands. It's all commercial and urban, and their front page paper had a story on UFOs, which is, that's not a common thing. I mean, the paper's as conservative as any other paper in America, but the UFO presence here in Hawaii is just so obvious, especially if you're spending any, like, you talk to anyone who's lived here. Literally everyone who I know who lives here, I've talked to some sort of UFO story, or usually lots. And this is like, you know, sometimes it's for people you'd expect it based on, like, things they study or things their interests in. Many times, though, it's just for, you know, regular people that, you know, aren't necessarily looking for the extraterrestrial experience, I guess you could say.
Do you believe in extraterrestrials?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've had enough personal experiences now with phenomena that just can't be explained any other way, that there's no doubt in my mind that we're part of a galactic community. And we're just remembering and just waking up to that. And because, and a lot of, you know, I think a reason that there's not more people, especially in the mainland United States, people that are still resisting it, or people that, you know, are hesitant to believe, has a lot to do with propaganda and mind control that have been coming from the United States government, just because as soon as you have people realizing that we are part of a galactic community, and there are many other, you know, space beings from all over the different places that have much more advanced technology, both, you know, material-wise and spiritually, then it kind of, you know, makes you take the government, you know, the top power structures in our world right now, the world government and the structures that are trying to put in place this global economy, it just becomes, you can't take it nearly as seriously, and it's harder for them to control us when we realize they're truly not the highest power around. And given the fact that the technologies are so advanced, you know, it all has to do with two words called free energy. And that's what, you know, it's always been said, extraterrestrial UFOs, I guess you could say, spaceships, operate along the principles of free energy. And this is energy that is just like a perpetual motion machine. It just keeps running. And you don't need to be paying anyone any bills. You got your engine, and it just keeps going. There's no fuel that you need to keep putting into it. And as soon as the everyday person has this, not only can they power the automobile without going to the gas station, but they can power a spaceship and start to travel anywhere in the galaxy. And this is like the last thing that money idea. As long as, you know, this is going on, it's like you got people that are just like cows or sheep, you know, and you can easily put them in their pen. And, but as soon as free energy is a reality on a universal scale, there's no more need for any of the power structure. So it's threatening. That's why anyone who has ever gotten close or has actually achieved any sort of machines or free energy inventions, they always disappear or, you know, die mysteriously or are just made to the point where they... Everyone thinks they're crazy.